It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for another rousing round. News. No.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I don't even know why we still call it this, because almost nothing is a nope, but it's still called that, so...
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Big news.
I thought we agreed we were...
You said I could do it on the first one.
Damn it. Okay.
Big news out of People Magazine. We have a new sexiest man alive for 2024.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't want you to bring this up, but... Yeah, I mean, I was as shocked as anyone when they didn't call.
Yeah, despite all of our efforts, I've been petitioning People Magazine.
Yeah, saying, this guy's got a face for radio. Yeah. Who is it?
John Krasinski. Jim from The Office.
No, I know who it is. You don't have to mansplain.
Okay. He's not Jack Reach. Who's the other?
He is. He's Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
And he got ripped for some Navy SEAL movie he did. And then
that's
he stayed
right.
ripped as Jack Ryan. He's definitely sexy. I think they get it right sometimes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think there's... Is he really the sexiest man alive? Like,
no.
There's always so much debate when this happens, and this is weird for you and me to be having this debate because we're but like...
Mm-hmm. And neither of us were nominated.
Right.
So.
But like, I have never agreed more than when Paul Rudd won.
Really?
I just think, because he embodies, like, so often it's just about physical beauty, you know? So it's like... Did Thor win it? One of the Hemsworth kids win it one time.
I think
George
so.
Clooney's won it.
Yeah,
I know.
Chris Evans.
Okay.
Idris Elba, that's a good one.
I mean, Idris, it's just gorgeous, and his accent, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But like, Krasinski and Rudd are sort of the whole package, because they're also very funny. It leaves hope mm-hmm. for guys like me who can go like, hey man, if I just get a good facial routine.
Yeah.
I got the funny thing down.
If I worked out a little.
If I did a sit-up every quarter. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, last year was Patrick Dempsey. That's pretty good.
He's just God. He's the J-Lo of men. He
just keeps getting better.
Reverse aged mm-hmm. and somehow just gotten more
hair
and more.
Hair is somehow thicker. And
yes,
just
and just,
so,
just lays right.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
I'm okay with Jim from The Office. I don't know.
He would have never won as Jim.
No,
he just,
I don't think
he
so.
He wasn't. It's not that he wasn't ripped. He just wasn't sexy. He was just like, he only had the funny side. He's me right now. So I just think if I get a real good personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
I'm literally a gym membership away.
That's what the people from People were saying
yeah,
when I was
is that what
petitioning.
They were saying?
Yeah.
It's like if you just work out. Yeah.
There's a few other things they listed, but.
Okay. Good evening. Following a breaking news story out of London, Aaron, our esteemed co-host,
yeah.
She's done.
What?
She's out.
What? What do you mean?
It's breaking news. Aaron is in London and she's done. She's out. I love leaving that dramatic pause in there. As a show, I don't remember what we're calling it, but we're doing the thing where if you hear All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey, you are disqualified
uh-huh.
from it. We have to try to be the final person. Or what's the Wham one?
Last Christmas. Yeah, Whamageddon.
She sent a text message recently to the group, and it was called Whamageddon. The video was,
uh-huh.
and I refused to click on it.
I did too. I did too.
You don't know what the video is?
No.
I'm not going to watch the video because if the song's on there, then we're out.
I assume it was the song playing because she said something like, I'm out.
Well, she said
Whamageddon.
Yeah, she said Whamageddon. So I did not click on her video. Just got a text from her that she is out. She has heard the song All I Want for Christmas in London. So
wow.
If you're playing along, there's one less contestant in it's the... Exciting. What's that one called?
The All I Want for Christmas? I don't know.
Whamageddon makes sense, but what's the contest called when you're playing with your friends? You try to go as far into the Christmas season as you possibly can without hearing the song All I Want for Christmas. Anyway, Aaron is out of the contest.
Okay. I'm just seeing Whamageddon. I don't know. Well, I don't know if the other one has a cute name or not.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Very exciting news today as it is Family PJ Day. Now, did you ever do the matching PJs with your family?
I'm going to tell you this, my fine feathered friend.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, but not with my family that birthed me. But it is 100% a tradition. See, this is one of those things. Mm. I was cool before cool was cool. We did ugly sweater Christmas parties when ugly sweaters were hard to find. Now, you roll into Walmart, King Supers, they've got ugly sweaters right there.
I'm with you on this. That shouldn't count. You have to go to a thrift store. Your grandma has to knit it. It has to be a real deal.
It has to be some ugly, ugly crocheted, not manufactured by Walmart with like whatever.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Same thing with matching PJs. And let me tell you how hard that used to be to pull off matching PJs.
I bet.
You would have to start early in November driving to stores and finding the right sizes of basically in my family with my ex-wife and two kids, we would basically get green or red plaid and then sort of a green or red long sleeve kind of baggy shirt. Now, I just bought Grinch, green and or red bottoms and then Grinch shirts from the King Supers in Commerce City.
Oh, King Supers, really?
Yes, my King Supers has clothes.
Well, mine does too. I didn't know they were doing the match.
Oh, yeah.
Old Navy's really good with it and they like everything's labeled of like, this also matches adults.
Yes.
And all that. It's way easier to do it now and it is my guilty pleasure. It's the most basic thing I do in my life and I love it.
Sitting in your living room with everybody with the fleece pants on.
And
I know you're not a coffee guy, but you got your coffee cup and the kids are just running around. Mm-hmm.
I'll do a hot cocoa.
But you're rubbing your wife's leg in her soft fleece and she's got her hand on your leg and you're just like, I don't know.
It's good. I like it. It is the one time, literally the only time of the year that I wear pajamas, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never wear anything to sleep.
Huh.
So it's the one time.
Okay. I don't really want a picture that, but I will say I bought a stack of varying sizes of the matching PJs. So just in case a lady friend happens to come over.
Oh, okay. Oh,
just pick out a pair of PJs and we can match. Finally from me. Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening. In addition to it being National Family PJ Day, it is National Pickle Day. Oh my God, I forget. You're not one of us?
I'm out on the pickles. Here's the thing, though. I have been meaning to
I've
been meaning to confess this to you because I went to In-N-Out recently and they have the spread and it's a little pickly.
It has pickles in it.
And I like it. But I don't like the actual pickles. But I like the spread. So maybe I need to try pickles again.
Today's your day. We are going to walk out of here. We're going to go over to the Griff.
Okay.
We're going to have two shots of tequila.
Okay.
With a pickle back.
Is that just pickle juice?
They just pour pickle juice. If you wince from a shot of tequila, let me tell you right now, all you fools who need training wheels in the salt and lime department, you're dumb. First, just get good tequila. But on National Pickle Day, I encourage you to drink a shot of pickle juice. You're never going to be the same. It changes everything. It's salty, it's briny, and it will take the worst alcohol in the world and make it delicious.
Really? I remember I had a cousin who used to, he'd get the big jars of pickles and then he would just drink he wouldn't even eat the pickles, just drink the juice.
And then throw away the pickles.
So he was a heavy drinker, I guess. He was like 13.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.